We are back, and we are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is our lawyer, attorney, and barrister extraordinaire. And what? Let's start off. I mean, it's Super Bowl Monday. Let's start off with that. What did you think? Did you? No one saw a blowout, but I did say they would win.
Yeah, I predicted last a week ago on this show. I said I think that Brady's gonna has the edge. I think the Bucs are gonna win. I was cheering for the Bucs because I like Brady. I like Gronkowski. They won me a fantasy football championship one year, and I like the two golfers. I like Linfield and Tyler Johnson.
Brady won me one this year, so I have that going for me. And I just wanted to let me just say this, and I've said it before. They got outcoached. The Chiefs were absolutely outcoached. Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid they almost did what the Vikings did in Super Bowls. They did not use the offense that got them there.
You know, that you can say that, but also as I watched it, you know, one thing that Tom Brady doesn't get enough credit for, I know he gets credit for a lot of stuff, but, you know, there's a lot of talk about him always getting the calls going his way, but he does have that sixth sense of being able to look, you know, survey the field and see where something's going on, where there's contact or something, shenanigans going on with the defense, and has the ability to throw the ball that way to focus the referee's attention on it. And he did that early on yesterday. I think it was Evans got tackled, was held, and then fell down. And and he threw the ball right there, and it was an easy flag. And he rattled the Chiefs' defense. You saw Honey Badger getting all upset, and you know he rattled them, and they got penalties, and that kept moving the ball. And I think one of the biggest factors. Now you got to give credit to Todd Bowles. And what he did with what his defensive schemes, that defense kept Mahomes on his toes all night.
But see, I still
it was just
think
phenomenal performance by the defense.
Look at the offense for the Chiefs coming into this game. Even when Chad Henne was the quarterback, that quick, the quick hit to Tyreek Hill coming around on the right side. They were taking the deep stuff away. Why didn't they go to short stuff and more screens and more quick hits, and there was nothing with I know they usually do it at the end zone, but they could have tried doing the quick hit to, well, you got a great one of the greatest tight ends ever to play the game in Travis Kelce. You know how they scored some runs, just a shovel pass. They should have been doing that other parts of the field because they were not getting anywhere other than one long run late.
But there was so much pressure. I mean, the Bucs were bringing so much pressure all the time, and I mean, there was a lot of times Mahomes made some good plays.
Oh.
You know, he got away from the defenders. Towards the third and fourth quarter, they finally caught up to him and they got a couple of sacks. But he looked like he was doing a Kirk Cousins impersonation, but they're running for his life half the time.
Well, Kirk Cousins could not do that. Was one of the greatest passes I've ever seen. When he was getting laid out, his body is basically looks like Superman flying, and he throws a ball that could have been a touchdown, should have been. That was unbelievable.
Right.
Actually, I think that Antoine Winfield Jr. might have gotten a hand on that one. And Winfield Jr.,
I think he did.
Late in the game, when he did that to Tyreek Hill, holding up his two fingers, which is what Tyreek Hill does, the kid knew the game was in hand. And good for him to win a Super Bowl in his first year. He must be so thrilled he never wound up a Viking.
Exactly, yeah. No, I'm happy for both him and he and Tyler Johnson. You know, two former Gophers get their Super Bowl ring the first year. And how funny was it that with the first two touchdowns are Brady to Gronk? I mean, it was like we had flashback a decade.
The other one was to Antonio Brown. I mean, it's even that was terrific.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, AFC guys played a major role in that outcome for
you had Leonard Fournette
the
in there too.
Yeah. So all of them, all four touchdowns scored by AFC guys, and two of them. And I'm still not sure Antonio Brown can keep himself out of trouble. But one of them was waived, and the other one was almost out of football yet again. And Gronk had retired.
Yeah.
I mean, all three guys who scored touchdowns came back or had comebacks. So it was a lot of fun. And there was no question that Brady was going to win the MVP.
No. Yeah, he was just – he's surgical. I mean, you just watch him. He's just cool, calm, and collected, and just goes down and – does what he needs to do. I did get a kick out of, well, maybe, you know, kind of cheer for the Bucs even more vigorously was watching Twitter, and the blue check marks were all upset because Brady had the audacity to enter the stadium without a mask on.
Oh, my. I thought they were, well, yeah. Also the blue check marks, they also go nuts because Brady liked Trump.
Yeah, and there's a picture of Gronk circulating of him fist bumping Trump in the Oval Office. So yeah, the Bucks became the you know, kind of like for the left, it was like, we need to beat them because they're Team MAGA. Yeah. And I'm like, you people are just sick. You got to politicize everything.
And what did you, I mean, I would have been fine, obviously, because I think the world, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback. He will be the best of all time. 7 Super Bowls, though, that's going to take a little. He's got 1 down and 6 to go, which I don't put him past it, but they do need to do something about that. And by the way, we touched on it briefly. Every time the flag flew, it should have flown. They were mauling and mugging these guys. I posted it on social media. I don't know if you saw it, but I honestly think that they figured, hey, it's a Super Bowl. We can get away with anything. Well, they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They made sure that they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. It did disrupt their defense. And Chris Jones, I mean, there are guys on that defense that you didn't even hear of last night that are good players.
Yeah.
And by the way, this Devin White, he might be the best defensive player in football. He's unbelievable how good he is. All right, let's shift gears here. Speaking of MAGA, I did not read it, but you sent me something about Time Magazine basically, you know, boasting and throwing out their chest about how they overthrew Trump. So tell me what exactly they did say.
Well, since January 6th, we've been hearing, or even before that, you know, we had Twitter and Facebook and Instagram putting disclaimers on certain posts and tweets of alleging shenanigans or voter fraud or saying Trump won, the election was rigged, and they've been flagging those. And then it escalated to after January 6th and having people actually, you know, kicked off of these platforms. And, you know, Mike Lindell has been mocked for the stuff that he's doing. And I do think
he should be
just
end of times. Come on.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But all of a sudden, in the midst of this, Time Magazine releases an article last week that talks about a shadow effort to save the 2020 election. And they said, oh, how the Chamber of Commerce teamed up with the AFL-CIO and we had changes to laws and, you know, suppressing stories. And they were, like, bragging about it. I mean, this is like, the serial killer gets away with it and just can't help it, wants to be known for it. So they fire out this story about basically saying, in the article, one of the lines is, in a way, Trump was right. And I'm like, why? Why did you need to do this? So now, but the funny thing is, Bob, is that people that have been, you know, that believe that the election was rigged have been sharing this story, this Time Magazine story, and they're getting flagged for it on Twitter and Facebook because, of course, it could incite violence. And all these claims are disputed. And it's like they basically offered up a confession, and when people share it, they're saying, well, that's not legitimate.
You know what, Jeff? Well, I'm sorry, guys. Finish that thought, and I want to just mention something about the impeachment hearings this week.
So I just find it interesting that they had to even run with something like that. You know, that's a story that you bury for about half a century, and then you release it.
Well, they couldn't
get away from it. They had to take credit for it.
They couldn't wait. Now, the impeachment, Trump's attorneys, would you be stunned if they did not show the video of all the Democrats, you have to fight, you know, and Maxine Waters, get in their faces. I mean, they did everything that they claimed Trump did, except he said peacefully and politically go down to the Capitol. And I know that you could argue, yes, he did incite over a longer term, but he did nothing really different from what the Democrats were doing. And I just don't understand how they could even go forward with this. And I'm not sticking up for Trump because he lost me when he threw Pence under the bus. And he, I'm just amazed.
He lost me when he decided to give up Georgia. So,
He threw them under the bus too.
But, you know, I think, you know, the way that, some people who criticized the early strategy and, you know, he had to switch lawyers. And I've heard that they're going to play these clips of Maxine Waters and some of these others as the defense. But in a way, you go back to our earlier talk about football. The Trump legal team sort of has a free play here, right?
Yeah.
Thanks to Rand Paul with his vote on whether or not it's constitutional, 45 senators voted to dismiss it because it's unconstitutional, right?
Yeah.
So they already know what the outcome is going to be.
Here's the question, though. They cannot make this just a majority vote. They cannot do that on something like an impeachment, right?
No. To convict is a two-thirds vote.
And it has to stay that. All right.
Correct.
Well, they'll try.
Yeah.
They'll try to find a way. But, all right. Jeff, we need to wrap up here. Jeff O'Brien, thank you so much from Chestnut Cambrone. We're going to take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. More football talk ahead.